are too stunning. She's so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob, she's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness declaring the entire island a disaster area as Hurricane Beryl approaches.
There are many Jamaicans praying right now. Please continue to lift up Jamaica in prayers.
This is the earliest hurricane ever to arrive in the Caribbean. Winds right now between 120 and 140 miles an hour. The heat index in parts of Louisiana and Arkansas today expected to hit 110 degrees. The debate over the debate continues in the Democratic Party. Washington State Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp is one of the Democrats now saying publicly that President Biden needs to step aside.
Biden is going to lose to Trump. I know that's difficult, but I think the damage has been done by that debate.
She spoke with ABC News affiliate KATU in Portland, Oregon. The Biden campaign holding a call with Democratic governors this morning. Final day of campaigning in Britain as Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak tries to keep his job. This is ABC News. Military officials in Israel are now pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza in order to ward off a larger fight with the terror group Hezbollah to the north.
There is an agreement on the table brokered by the U.S. Both sides have known the basic parameters, but Hezbollah said it can only enter into this ceasefire, only sign the deal once there is a ceasefire in Gaza, because it launched this fight against Israel, they said, in solidarity with the Palestinians.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be in bankruptcy court later today, a day after he was disbarred in New York for lying about the 2020 presidential election. We've learned something new about ants. They can do much more than just march. They can perform surgery. Research in the journal Current Biology says when one ant has a leg injury, the other ants will clean the wound, or if they have to, amputate the leg. The only other species that does that is humans. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Accusations of disruptive behavior by observers at polling places in Glendale Tuesday during voting for a special election primary in the 4th State Senate District. Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy says observers were challenging every absentee ballot that poll workers are trying to process, but they lack sufficient grounds to do so. Six victims in a weekend vacation home fire in Juneau County had connections to a Green Bay area church. St. Mark Ministries of De Pere posted on Facebook that church members and extended family were vacationing at the Nisida home. The church's pastor, Steve Witte, and several of his family members died in the blaze. And there are ways to be safe with fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff says emergency departments typically see people with fireworks injuries who aren't sober. Potthoff cautions that mixing a lot of alcohol with fireworks is, in his words, just a recipe to have something bad happen.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than what she's left me on the side of the road. She gets the slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on 4-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back. Everybody pass. Dual antennas ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. But she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back.
Yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. And so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July, I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid-60s this morning and expecting afternoon highs in the 80s. Some nice weather today, but more rain is on the way. Could see up to 1 to 2 inches of rain in some locations here on Thursday and into Friday. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, we'll be chatting with Dennis Guy, our NAFB colleague and friend from Canada, as he gives us an update on some of the Canadian crops and the Canadian weather as well. That's coming up here in our newsmaker segment this hour. Because of the weather, a reminder, the Lake O'Galley Association, their fireworks have been moved to tonight. So if you're looking for some fireworks, because we have all that rain coming, Lake O'Galley Association, they're going to be having their fireworks display. They've moved it to tonight at dusk. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Ryan, you recently had some visitors from Spain come and visit you and some Wisconsin dairy farms. What was that all about?
We use a computer software program to balance rations for dairy cows. That company that we used, it's an Italian-based company. They sponsored a trip with other nutritionists, dairy farmers, and industry professionals from Spain. That's where the farmers and nutritionists were from. While they were in Wisconsin, we toured them around some Wisconsin dairy farms so that they could see how we did stuff. So we had an interpreter and they asked a lot of questions. It was very interesting. And it's just kind of neat to talk to people in the dairy industry around other parts of the world and see what are some similarities and what are some differences. And some of the key takeaways I had, their climate is just so much different. So where these farms were located in Spain or southern Spain, where it's very hot, very arid, they showed us pictures and videos of their farms and everything was center pivot irrigation. If there was an area that was outside the ring of that center pivot irrigation, it was just brown, and their crops were basically 80-acre circle fields because that's what the pivots could irrigate. And so they said they have plenty of water. It's all subsurface water because it comes off of the mountains. The snow melts, comes off the mountains, and actually goes underground. And so while they didn't have much in the way of surface water, they had a tremendous amount of subsurface water and everything was irrigated. So that was interesting. Heat abatement was a big thing for them. And that was probably one of their primary focuses was how do we do heat abatement in our holding areas and in our, you know, in the freestall barns? Are we using sprinklers? What are the volumes of water coming out of the sprinklers? What are our target airspeed rates, all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was interesting to have those conversations. They were also fascinated by the size of many of these farms. I mean, the size of the tractors, the size of everything, just the scale of things. The dairy industry in Spain is comprised of much smaller dairy herds. So that was pretty interesting. They're getting, in Spain right now today, they're getting $23 a hundredweight for their milk. So not a huge cry different than where we are here. And they also spent a lot of time talking about their feeding. So they don't grow any soybeans there. So all their soybean meal is imported, which is kind of a key difference there. So their protein costs are more expensive. And the rations that they feed tend to be a little different. And I don't know if that's because of availabilities of what they can grow or just different feeding philosophies or both. But in comparisons with the rations of the farms that we toured and the rations of the farms that are in Spain, Spain feeds a much higher forage and a much lower starch diet. And I think that was another big key takeaway, is they were very surprised at how much starch was fed in U.S. dairies. And I think that was actually a point of respectful disagreement. I think there's a lot of things they saw that they liked and they learned, and ideas that they're going to take back home. But I do not think the U.S. feeding strategy is going to be one of them. I think their interpretation of the U.S. dairy industry, I'm not thinking that's necessarily wrong either, was high starch, low forage diets, pushing for production, and probably a younger U.S. dairy herd industry. Because those animals might be culled out quicker and then more heifers are brought in to replace. Whereas the average age of a dairy cow in Spain is much older, a lower starch, higher forage diet, still can get a tremendous amount of milk. I mean, the couple dairies that were with us, the one was averaging 105 pounds of milk and the other one was just slightly under 100. I mean, the 105 pound of milk herd was making 114 pounds of energy corrected milk. It's not like they're out milking 40 pounds, not feeding grain. They're just running much, much lower starch diets than what we do, still achieving high components, still achieving high milk production, but also having longevity in that herd. The amount of times they brought up the word longevity and average herd age and lifetime production, that's just seems to be a difference between the U.S. and the European model. The U.S. model is a little more focused on what is that cow milking today, or what is she milking in this lactation, whereas the European model is what is this cow's lifetime production, which is a function of milk today or milk during a lactation times how many days or lactations she stays alive. And so I thought that was interesting. And frankly, that's something that I wished we as a U.S. dairy industry would do a better job of, is focusing on lifetime production and maybe not so much milk today, but lifetime production. And I think there's some profit and efficiencies that can be gained with that kind of mentality.
Thank you, Ryan. We're out of time now, but we'll continue next time with more of the differences and similarities of dairy farming in Spain with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see. Hit me with the left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
ever said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I hope it right now, she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drop this.
The maid poured wine and we prepared to dine. I knew I was feeling out of place at a table as large as a river bar, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day. So give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with. They're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free, and I'm happy just being me. And I hope that you will see I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Conley and Common Man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikin, 60 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 5 to 1966. September up 2 to 2009. October steady at 2005. November up 8 at 1984. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 2 3/4 to 188. 40-pound blocks steady at 190. 10 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 3.13 3/4. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 117. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 49 even. 1 trade on the day. Cattle and hogs are both called steady today. Cattle futures had the big turnaround Tuesday yesterday as futures eliminated the losses of the last 2 days. Boxed beef prices continue to increase. That's also supporting the markets. Hog futures showed some spread trade with buyers aggressive in some of the nearby contracts while selling the deferreds, and that could continue today as well. Again, the holiday weekend is just around the corner. That could also play into the markets today. August live cattle opens the day at 185.10, October 185.65, December 187.65. August feeder cattle open at 261.10, September 261.32, October 261.45. July hogs open at 89.22, August at 89.77, October at 74.27. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat to slightly lower. Soybeans mostly higher. Wheat also moving mostly higher as the markets continue to watch the weather. For soybeans, they still are seeing a lot of support from strength in soybean meal and soybean oil. Wheat markets are seeing some recovery after yesterday's losses, a little bit of short covering, and also some strength in some of the European wheat markets. July corn steady this morning at 402, September down 1 1/4 to 406 3/4, December new crop down 1 to 420 1/4, July beans down 3 to 1162, but August up 5 1/2 to 1155 3/4, September up 3 1/4 to 1114, new crop up 3 3/4 to 1116 3/4, July soybean meal up $1.40 to 370.30. July soybean oil up 37 cents to 47.30. Chicago wheat, July up 2 1/4 to 563 3/4. September up 1 to 582. Minneapolis wheat, July steady at 628. September down 3/4 to 630 1/4. Energy markets this morning, August crude oil steady at 82.81. September up 7 to 81.98. Meanwhile, August and September gas both up 2 cents. August at 255, September 251. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and August and September corn $3.56, new crop $3.66. Cash and August beans at 11 even, new crop at $10.33. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.83, August $3.78, September $3.73, new crop $3.76 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in August, corn $3.83, new crop $3.76. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.58, new crop $3.66. Cash beans $10.98, new crop $10.38.
Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn at $3.70, new crop $3.71, cash beans $10.93, new crop $10.28. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.91, August $3.83, new crop $3.76. Cash beans $11.34, August $11.22, new crop $10.54. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.58, new crop $3.66. Cash beans $11.05, new crop $10.41. Cargill and La Crosse, beef fed cattle, 184 to 202. Holstein fed cattle, 165 to 185. Market cows, 100 to 142. Bulls, 135 to 172. Calves, 310 to 930. Beef steers, 174 to 375. Holstein steers, 172 to 382. Equity sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 188 to 198, finished beef heifers 188 to 197, finished dairy steers 174 to 183, market cows 110 to 134, market bulls 145 to 178.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. When I wanna live, she's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever I wanna feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the wintertime and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend,
all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
WRDN.
I got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. Dance floor.
They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we make the perfect pair. But dancing is as far as it goes. Girl, you never move me quite the way you move me tonight. I just wanted you to move. Unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They'd never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, as we move into the summer season, growing conditions are quite variable across Canada. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Skye reports from Canada.
In the central regions of Ontario and Quebec, many producers are describing the spring of 2024 as having been a backwards season. March and April saw many warmer days than those in the month of May. However, the last year's dry weather in some parts of Western Canada had been replaced with wet, cold, and windy conditions this year. Jack Froche farms near Winkler in southern Manitoba. Froche took advantage of some early favorable weather to get some wheat and canola in the ground, but since then, it's been a struggle to get things done.
Really wet out there. Water ponding. Last year we were begging. We got less than 3 inches of rain. Now we're at 15 inches this year. It's been an awful windy spring. Real battle with wind. We were kind of fortunate because we put some of our crops in fairly early in mid-April, like the corn, canola, the wheat. So that stuff got sprayed early. We need to get in on the corn and soybeans for the second pass. Hopefully we'll get some warm weather.
But further north in the Canadian prairies, Bruce Holmquist, a cow-calf producer near Kanistino in north-central Saskatchewan, said that with the rains received so far, his region might just see a second cutting of hay, something his part of the country has not been able to get in the past couple of years.
We've got the same amount of rain as we had all last year. Last year we had 7 inches and four of them came after August. It takes moisture to make hay and it better come early. The last 2 years, snow is what drove our hay crop. It wasn't great at all, half at best, but the rainfall this year and everything else, we're sitting pretty now.
On the other side of the country, Luke Fisher grows 1,000 acres of corn, soybeans, and winter wheat in central Nova Scotia near the town of Brookfield. Fisher reports that so far, planting and growing conditions have been near perfect.
The weather is looking really great here. Nice dry conditions during planting, and we got a little bit of moisture. We've been getting 15, 20 mils on the weekend of rain. Corn is about 8th leaf. It's already knee high. It was a tough year last year. Make up for it.
Tyler Lester grows corn, soybeans, dry beans, winter wheat, and canola just south of Ottawa. Lester said his region should start taking off winter wheat in the next couple of weeks, which is about a week or so ahead of normal harvest time. But right now, he's happy to see some timely showers to break up a period of hot temperatures.
I like sitting on the porch and watching things grow when it's this hot. Had a couple of timely rains in the last week or
or so, and this heat's really going to make things jump nicely. Small grains look good, and the soybeans here are in very good shape. The wheat's coming quickly here. We're going to probably be 10 days earlier than last year harvesting wheat. The combine's out and checked over and ready to go. We're in pretty good shape here.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Sunny and warm today in our ag weather forecast, and relative humidities will remain somewhat moderate, but then we'll have multiple chances of rain beginning Thursday and Friday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, west winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight clear, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, west winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow partly sunny and with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine, but anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected. Thursday night's cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, low 60 to 65. Friday cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, high 65 to 70. Saturday sunshine, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Sunday partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Monday partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
The silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us,